It has been said that a haunting is the memory of something you already know, but that you have not yet lived. If we are to wisely welcome that ghostly memory as the unfolding of global warming, then I argue the greenhouse is, beyond metaphor, a ghost of colonial trauma. Because, as a ghost, in its glowing glassy void, it shrouds the suppressed memory of the enslaved, haunting the past, present, and future of agriculture, the natural sciences, and their histories. The current industrial form of greenhouse stems directly from that dubious, ghostly technological history. It is the empty body of the illusion of control over nature, becoming the misogynist conflict of interest that underlies how we extract and consume the so-called Mother Nature, the opaque ghost of behavior that drives global warming. So delusional, if insidious, is this drive, that greenhouse is conjured to be the promised savior, the messianic Noah's Ark that ought save mankind from itself, not just on this glimmering earthly world, but also as the extraterrestrial ark being sold to the billionaire class on the moon and Mars by a group of supermen having the mother of all midlife crises out in the public open. That self-fulfilling prophecy of virility and demise is what turns greenhouse into a ghost in a double bind, a doppelganger of colonial memory. It is a paranormal projection of man's contradictory mastery and privilege over nature, arguably deeply marking the geological timeline of the Anthropocene. It is then that I am compelled to ask, how do we see, how do we sense, and how do we talk to the ghost, perhaps by deposing greenhouse in all of its metaphors, at once as object and display of environmental relation, not to control or merely observe, but to probe and challenge the ways in which human observation itself is mediated and remediated in relation to the more than human worlds, to remember to forget a haunting ghost, to unlearn of what makes life possible, and worth living, again, and again.